Welcome to Red Talks, a Red Viking podcast. We're committed to bold engineering, and this show brings you insights to match from industry experts and those at the front line of turnkey manufacturing solutions. Hello and welcome to Red Talks, a podcast from the manufacturing experts at Red Viking and your source for insights and thought leadership. Today on the podcast, we're introducing you to Red Viking and giving you a sense of the expertise they have in the market and some of the big trends they're seeing across the industry right now. And I'm thrilled to be joined by two guests from Red Viking. Now, first we have Josh McNeely. He's the VP of Sales and Marketing at Red Viking. Josh, thank you so much for being here. It's great to talk to you.
Thanks, Tyler, so much. We're looking forward to this venture with you guys and looking forward to being a resource to our customers and to industry and everything that we're experiencing and out there in the marketplace and within the walls of Red Viking. So thanks for having us today.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled to have you on. And we also have Lexi Vargo. She is the director of marketing at Red Viking. Lexi, it's a pleasure to have you as well.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited to start this podcast with you guys and offering some real life examples and stories of some of the things that we've done at Red Viking. So thanks for having me.
Well, like I said, I'm thrilled to have both of you on the podcast, and this feels like a good time just to plug. We will have a lot of episodes of the podcast coming up, so if you're listening to this and you haven't subscribed on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, make sure you subscribe to stay up to date with the latest from Red Viking and the thought leadership and expertise they're bringing to the marketplace. So now that that plug is over, Josh, let me kick it to you first. Just give the audience an idea of some of the markets that Red Viking operates in and your expertise in those areas.
Yeah, absolutely. So as kind of a soup to nuts engineering firm, manufacturing company, we have historically, over the last 30 years, focused on four main, what we consider verticals, obviously automotive, being that we're located in Detroit, that is prime of one of our industries, and then off-highway, military, and aerospace as well. And then more recently, as the company and organization has grown, starting to venture into areas like wind, new energy, and then logistics and warehousing as well, as some of our products and solutions have focused us more in those areas of growth.
And Josh, I'm curious what trends you've seen in manufacturing that you will that you anticipate will be big themes moving forward. What are you seeing these days across the industries that you're working in that are the big trends that you think we'll see moving into the future?
Yeah, so that's an interesting question. You know, as I mentioned before, we service several different industries, and I would say, depending on the industry, we've seen varying degrees of adoption of these trends. And so it could be something as simple as automation and robotics, industry 4.0. These are all the main buzzwords, right, of the last, you know, half decade or whatever. But I would say the common theme throughout all manufacturing has really been around simplification, automation, and smart connectivity with our devices and limiting risk from a quality standpoint, production standpoint, which for us at Red Viking is all trends that bode well for what it is that we do and how we service the marketplace.
Lexi, do you have any perspective or anything you want to add just on what you're seeing in the marketplace as well?
I think that, you know, like Josh said, Industry 4.0 has been talked about for a while, but it is a critical shift that a lot of manufacturers need to make. And it can be painful and expensive, right? And so I think one of the things that Red Viking does really well is that we come in and we can tell you how to implement and where to implement and where it makes the most sense for your ROI. I think that, you know, a lot of times it doesn't have to be tearing apart the whole process, but just some tweaks here and there. And that's where we really shine. So I think that's one of the biggest trends we'll see to continue to play out amongst manufacturers.
And just to add to that too, I think one of the things that we see in all of these markets, because, you know, especially domestically, most of the domestic customers that we interact with, they're kind of starting to dip their toe into this. It's not a full-scale wave of new technology that they're just throwing into every plant that they open up, but it's more of a staggered approach, a strategic approach. They're limiting their investment. They're testing out these technologies, and where we really come in to play and support our customers well is the education process on what is that right level of technology, what is that right level of automation, information, availability that they need. And I think that's the balancing act that we're seeing right now in the marketplace, and each customer, each industry is trying to figure that out for themselves. How quickly do we take this step into Industry 4.0 or connected factory or completely automated factory? And how long do we hold on to the old way of manufacturing with conveyors and line workers? And I think that's being a partner in that and helping customers through that and knowing when time is right to help them change their processes and their procedures and ultimately their equipment and methodology is a huge opportunity for us. And I think we just continue to see that more and more play out.
That's really interesting. And I'm guessing that you approach those situations on a case-by-case basis, right? And so talk to me a little bit more about what it means when you partner with companies who are looking at that transition. What sorts of things are you evaluating? And how do you partner and provide expertise in that area? Because I'm assuming it's not a one-size-fits-all thing.
No, absolutely
that,
not.
That you could just blanket cover everybody. Right, right. So dive into that a little bit deeper and explain the partnership aspect there.
Yeah, that's such a great question. That is part of the reason that I personally chose to come to Red Viking is, you know, we're not really the kind of place that we sit back and we wait for what we would consider in our world an RFQ or a request for proposal to come from a customer for a new conveyance line. But rather, we take the approach and come in and really ask the customer, what is it that you're trying to solve? What is your pain point? What is the solution that you believe that you're looking for? And what is the current process that you're utilizing that isn't making that desired result happen or is falling short of the desired result? And that's really a starting point for us. And you'd be amazed at the amount of times where a customer comes in and they think that they're right there and they're close and they've got all these dreams and ideas of how they're going to solve this problem and they're going to throw a robot at it and they're going to throw more information at it and they're going to throw this level of automation into it. And the number of times that we're able to come in, partner, whether that's walking them through an engineering study or walking them through some type of procedural or process engineering, you know, throughout our quoting process. Those are all things that we've just made a part of our partnership process. We go into very few of these types of what I would consider transitional automation opportunities without that type of partnership approach. Now, we have products and services that we can sell that are a little closer to off the shelf for what I would consider more secondary needs like AGVs and test stands and things like that. And we certainly play well in those spaces and do well. But when it really comes to being a source of knowledge and really a trusted advisor to partners, that's really where Red Viking shines.
Yeah, I agree. I think we really offer a lot of value in our creative thinking. And we have some really, really talented people that work for us. And they are very good at coming up with solutions to problems that people would never even, you know, think of. Or like Josh said, they think they know the answer when they come to us, but we offer something totally different, you know. So I think that's where our real value is.
Absolutely. And I love that answer and just that partnership aspect of things. And so that really stands out to me as something that is special about Red Viking. And Josh, as you mentioned, is one of the things that drew you there and was really appealing. So, you know, we're talking about Industry 4.0, and I wonder just if we can get some perspective, Josh, from you on what Industry 4.0 really means to you. When you hear that, you know, when you hear those words, what does that trigger in your mind? What's your definition of Industry 4.0, and how does that change the face of manufacturing as it progresses and moves forward?
Yeah, so I think that's a great question, Tyler. And, you know, there's lots of different definitions that we hear, especially as we interact with different customers. But honestly, when customers talk to us and talk to myself or anybody in our team, we really see Industry 4.0 as just this common theme of connectivity and communication, whether that's with automation, plant floor data, production, quality. It's really being able to have a seamless approach to having access to efficiency, information, and outcomes at, you know, really our fingertips to make smart decisions. And ultimately, too, it's shifting also the types of processes and investment and people that organizations are looking for, right? And so how does it affect manufacturing? Well, you know, as much as it's been a point of tension for a lot of the customers as we've, you know, worked with over the last 5 to 10 years and seen this shift, the reality is those line working jobs are transforming to, you know, engineer type jobs, programming type of jobs. And so it's affecting what we see people, you know, the trades we see people going into coming out of high school. They're more going into, you know, these are 4-year degree opportunities at a plant floor. We see the types of people they hire in procurement are different because they need to understand the types of technologies that they're purchasing. These are less wrench turning type of purchases and more intelligent computer driven solutions. And for us, as a supplier to those industries, it's really helping organizations understand, we continue to go back to this theme, but the right level and the right speed and pace at which they enter into this industry 4.0. And at Red Viking, you know, one of the cool things about the organization is every aspect of our build of our facility, every aspect organization, that is, we touch that industry 4.0, whether it's through our digital manufacturing platforms, whether it's through our capital equipment, robotics and AGV sections, or whether it's the actual testing and servicing of all the things that we help put into, you know, the customer's facility. That is really the shift that Red Viking has made in a response to Industry 4.0. And the other thing that I would say that Industry 4.0 has shifted in manufacturing is I believe we're starting to see a shift in how OEMs and how customers choose suppliers and the number of suppliers they have, because these systems all have to communicate and talk and speak the same language. And so for a company like Red Viking to be able to have the capability for most instances to be kind of that turnkey provider is huge. And it would be very difficult for us to continue to support our customers and compete in the marketplace 4, 5, 6 years from now if we didn't have all those skill sets and capabilities under our roof. You know, that's kind of a long-winded way to answer, but Industry 4.0 is certainly a meaty topic.
Lexi, is there anything you wanted to add to Josh's answer?
I think Josh did a good job of explaining the impact of 4.0 and how it's changing us. I think, like he said, you know, it's just bridging the physical assets of the industry with digital technologies. And the more we can do that for the manufacturer and throughout the supply chain, the better and the more that they're going to be able to compete and gain market share. So however we can do that, you know, we'll jump in and help them figure that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think Josh is absolutely right. That's a meaty topic, and we could do a whole podcast on just that one topic. But for the purpose of this episode, you know, we continue to move on. And you know, one of the bigger topics over the last year, maybe the biggest topic of conversation, has obviously been coronavirus and the COVID-19 pandemic. How has that had an impact in manufacturing, Josh? And what sorts of things have you seen as a result of that, whether it's, you know, people adapting their facilities or even beyond that? What sorts of things have you seen?
What I would say is, we've seen adaptations. We've seen a limit to accessibility to plant floors and facilities. And so what I think has been really interesting is a couple of things. One, it's shown the vulnerability of a lot of these organizations relying on actual manpower. Nobody ever would have thought, right, that there would ever be something that would potentially shut down a plant because every human being couldn't be in it. And so I believe that we've really begun to just now sense a sense of urgency to look at more automation within plants as a result of that, to limit risk of the unforeseen that most places weren't even thinking about before COVID-19. I think we're also seeing, I don't believe that we're seeing a whole lot of new thoughts and ideas. The thoughts and ideas and adaptations and what organizations are looking for are more or less things that have been talked about for a long time. But I believe, as far as technology and automation and advancement, but what I believe COVID is doing is expediting their evaluation and implementation of that. And so for us right now, coming out of this kind of national and global shutdown, we are certainly seeing a surge in activity, a surge in not just quoting capacity and requests, but also in actual new opportunities and orders and projects. What I would say is what I've been surprised that I have not seen is a willingness to kind of open those doors back to the personal interaction. And so that's changed a lot of the sales, marketing, trusted advisor type of approach. And we've had to get really creative. I mean, obviously everybody's using Zoom like crazy and people have become much more comfortable with that. A lot of the purchasing people that we work with, you know, still aren't in their own facilities there. You know, some of these roles have been decided they're better off to stay and work from home. And so the personal aspect and building that relationship and that trust that you would typically see in the sales interaction has shifted. And we've had to be much more creative and thoughtful with how we market, with how we engage a customer, and the types of materials that we have and are going to continue to have to develop to kind of close that gap until people feel, you know, more comfortable with that type of interaction. And so I think those are all things that we've seen. I think some of them are very good. And, you know, some of them, they're forcing the hand to push automation a little bit sooner. But I also think that some of them are to real challenges. I mean, people like to buy, especially the types of things at Red Viking, the solutions and products that we sell. I mean, typically, there's more than just looking at somebody's proposal. You want to know that you trust that organization, you trust that company. And a lot of times you get that from meeting the people associated with that company, not just through a screen, and then also coming and having that exchange of trips to each other's facility where you can see some of the work that Red Viking is doing and has done. And so those are things that we've had to navigate over the last couple of years. And I think the team's done a great job, and we're continuing to evaluate our sales and marketing process and our product development process all the time in order to make things more appetizing and easier, more easily consumable for the marketplace. And, you know, it's also given us time. Obviously, that's the other thing too. It gave organizations like Red Viking, you know, last year gave us a lot of time to kind of go back and refine some things about our product and our solutions. And as we anticipated coming out of this pandemic season, that there would be a swell, there would be an opportunity to capitalize. And, you know, a lot of our time was spent on analyzing where we felt like that those efforts would best be utilized and how we could position ourselves for that. And so far, you know, starting 2021, we have seen the results of that. And so, it's, we're certainly not out of this yet. And I'm interested to see where things continue to go, but we're optimistic for sure. You know, Lexi, I don't know how you've experienced things. I know we've made a lot of shifts away from things like trade shows and invested a lot more of our money into, you know, things like pay-per-click and search engine optimization and things, you know, even like this podcast. And so
more to touch on what Josh said, which Josh, you did a really good job outlining and getting into the details of how COVID's affected us. But I would say, you know, really trying to, one of the things that I've had to completely switch our focus on is really trying to bring the human element into and human interaction into the sales process digitally. And because, you know, we previously used to attend 5-6 trade shows a year, and the majority of our lead flow and the way that we would be able to touch base and communicate with our customers, our potential customers, were through those shows. And so we've really had to make a big digital shift this last year and kind of refocus ourselves. And one of the things, and one of the ways that we're doing that is through this podcast, just to be able to share our thoughts and some of the new things that we're doing in the industry. And, you know, some other ways we're doing that. It's just, you know, trying to come up with some more personal ways to do infographics or bring people through the sales process on our website and how we might be able to give them some more touch points or serve them up some more information in different ways as they interact with our website. So just really kind of completely rethinking how we can reach people in those ways digitally.
Yeah, I think those are excellent points. And you're absolutely right with in-person events being a challenge during this time, and quite frankly, being pretty much impossible. It has kind of shifted a lot of strategy to being this being more of a digital outreach and having different means of doing that. And so doing a podcast like this is all part of that. And that's it's a lot of fun to get to be a part of doing this with you all. So, Josh, I'm curious, when we look back on this past year and this time, will we look back on it as a time where there was a lot of innovation that has taken place, basically out of necessity, where we maybe crammed a few years worth of innovation and advancement into a few months? Just because of just the different challenges that were presented in the ways that companies had to adapt?
To directly answer that question, I would say I don't know that we'll be able to point back to specific new innovation within current process. But what mm-hmm. I've seen for a lot of our customers, a lot of the organizations we partner with is, and I kind of mentioned this from a Red Viking standpoint, is because of the limitations of 2020 and the being forced of all of us kind of hunker down in our positions or our places in which we live and occupy life, our customers had to do that too. And what I've really seen initially a shift, and this is another, I think it's been more of a focus for those customers who are looking at new technologies within their own markets. So what do I mean by that? Electric technology, electric vehicles, whether it's, on our testing side, whether it's on the manufacturing solution side, customers, companies like Ford, really taking most of their focus off their current plants and processes and the way they do things and investing much more of their time, energy, resources, and really kind of trying to jumpstart and using it as a time to jumpstart that electric vehicle push. And so for me, time will tell how quickly what changes they make to their current products and processes. But what we're really starting to see is a push towards future technologies with their end user projects. And whether that's military and technology around things like that, or whether it's automotive, and as you said, electric vehicles, we've really seen that shift as well. So, guys that we were working with on, more traditional manufacturing type solutions are on to the new factories of the future. And that's another big word that we're hearing in the first quarter of this year. And we've got a few companies that we're partnering with on those types of concepts where, the goal is, when these facilities are done to become 100% automated facilities, a lot like we see overseas. And so whether that's the combination of time or the result of the perceived risk of the old way of building things and doing things, I think COVID certainly has put an even deeper urgency into getting companies and organizations into that next stage and at least focusing their resources on that while trying to hold ship or hold par or the old way of doing things. So that's a lot of the stuff that we're seeing and working on is kind of that factory of the future type of thing.
I think with COVID too, and COVID has been a catalyst for more innovation, right? And I think that just to add to what Josh said, one of the other ways that we're helping our manufacturers is to be able to manage things remotely and just to be able to use iPads or iPhones to understand what's going on with machines and factories and to be able to make those decisions faster and from outside the plant are some of the really cool and innovative ways that we're moving manufacturing forward. And COVID's been a catalyst for that as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Those are excellent answers to I think maybe a challenging question. But so as we begin to look forward to future episodes of the podcast, what are some topics you're looking forward to exploring and sharing with listeners Red Viking's expertise in those areas? Josh, anything that you're really particularly looking forward to discussing and to diving into in the future?
We talked about it kind of being a meaty subject, and today my hope on Industry 4.0 was just to kind of skin the top of it as it relates to Red Viking and how we view it holistically. But I think that we have a lot to offer our customers and industries and partners in this, suppliers. And I really am looking forward to maybe diving even deeper into to that and what we're seeing in the marketplace and how Red Viking has positioned itself very uniquely for the season in which we think we're getting ready to enter into. I'm also very interested in highlighting a little bit more in depth the strategic approach that Red Viking shift that Red Viking has undergone over the last 5 years and what it actually is that we're offering the marketplace and how we've come through that. We've just come through our strategic planning process, our 5-year strategic planning process. A lot of neat and exciting things have come out of that. A lot of high priority shifts and strategies. And I think what we're going to be able to continue to offer our customers and markets that we service is more forward-thinking technologies and services, and to be able to kind of lift up the hood and give people a line of sight as to what it is we're actually planning and doing is exciting to me. And then I also think helping other organizations in this time, you know, I think Lexi and her team have just done a great job in getting us ready and allowing us to make this technology shift, and the early results that we've already seen for a company of our size and annual revenue, the impact that a shift in your marketing strategy and a shift in how you engage with your customer from point of sale all the way through implementation of solution and the value that you can bring not just to your customer but to your organization as well. I see a lot of really good topics coming and then even getting deeper down into specific products and solutions that we offer with more of our technical experts and highlighting those features and benefits and maybe helping do some education to the marketplace as well. You know, I don't like see if I, I hope I didn't steal all your thoughts, but I don't know if you got any more.
No, that was awesome. Thank you. My idea for the podcast, which I love Red Talks. I love that the title, because I just think it obviously matches our name and it's very cool, but it's also kind of an idea that I had a while ago. And I think that Red Viking has so many really talented people and so many really cool stories to tell. And just to be able to come on the program and talk about what it is that we do so well, which really is end-to-end program and project management. We, you know, from engaging initially with our customers at the beginning of the sales process, I mean, we have an amazing sales team and we have really great relationships with all of our customers. And just to be able to tell those stories from different points of view and how we've come up with some really interesting and innovative solutions to their problems may help others in the future too. And I just think that there's a lot to share that we haven't been able to share, and this is a great platform to do it in.
Well, it's exciting to launch a podcast like this, and I'm looking forward to diving into all of those topics and getting in depth and sharing those stories and sharing the expertise that Red Viking has. And so, Red Talks, it's exciting to see this getting started. So, Josh and Lexi, before we sign off for this first episode, any final thoughts on any of the topics we covered today? Anything else you want listeners to know before we sign off for this first episode?
Yeah, I would just say that it's an exciting time to be in the industries that Red Viking finds itself in and the types of products and solutions, because I just think the push to technology has made things change and evolve so rapidly that every day is exciting. Every day is a new challenge. And as Lexi said, I just think Red Viking is so uniquely equipped with everything under one roof to be that partner in these ever-changing times. And I just, I'm excited to see where things go in the industry and where technology leads us, and just constantly challenging Red Viking to grow and to adapt and to stay on the front end of all those technologies and being a first-in-world type supplier. So I love what we do here. I love being a part of it. And it's just an exciting time to be in this type of field.
Red Viking's been around for over 30 years. We have a lot of potential, a lot to share, a lot of industry expertise. And I'm just really excited to start and grow this online community and kind of see where it takes us. So,
well, it's an exciting time to be involved in this industry, and it's an exciting time to be a part of the Red Talks podcast from Red Viking. And so, Josh and Lexi, thank you so much for joining me here for this inaugural episode, and I'm looking forward to more exciting and fascinating conversations in the future.
Thanks, Tyler.
Thanks so much, Tyler.
And everyone, thank you for joining us for this first episode of the show. As I mentioned earlier, make sure you're subscribed to stay up to date with the latest in thought leadership and expertise from the experts at Red Viking. You can go subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, really wherever you get your podcasts, you can find it there. And make sure you subscribe to stay up to date with the latest. And like I mentioned, we'll be back soon with more episodes of the show. But until then, I've been your host today, Tyler Kern. Thanks for listening.